Delegates, good morning and welcome to the first of two sessions in which we are considering how to define a lethal autonomous weapon system. There is not yet a commonly accepted definition of an autonomous weapon. From the discussions over the past 2 years, it is apparent that there are wide-ranging views on what is exactly that we are deliberating on. Clarifying the weapon system under discussion will be important for making progress in our work. During the previous meetings of experts, at least two possible approaches as to how to define laws emerged. One approach is to define an autonomous weapon system by technical features, and another is to define the weapon system by its relationship to the operator. In this session, we will focus on the first approach, and that is to consider whether the technical features of the weapon system provide the way forward to identifying a definition. I think we are running a little bit behind of time, but before I invite the panelists to speak, does any delegation wish to take the floor at this stage? If not, since we are dealing with definitions, I think it opportune to quote the Argentinian writer Jorge Luis Borges, who rests in peace here in Geneva. And I quote from one of his short stories, Funes el Memorioso, and I'll quote in the original Spanish. Pensar es olvidar diferencias, es generalizar, abstraer. En el abarrotado mundo de Funes no había sino detalles, casi inmediatos. I hope that these wise words can throw some light on this morning's discussions. Now I'll give the floor to our first speaker this morning is Dr. Gro Nistuen, who is a senior partner and director for the Center on International Humanitarian Law at the International Law and Policy Institute in Oslo. Dr. Nistuen will speak on the challenges of identifying and agreeing on a definition of a weapon system within a multilateral forum. Doctor, you have the floor.